Beloved, we are glad to have you join us for this sermon. We pray that it inspires you, draws you closer to the knowledge of God, and builds your faith. Be blessed as you listen.
Celebrate the great physician. Father, we magnify your name. We bless you, Jesus. Thank you for your presence. 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 The Lord in the midst of this mighty, he will say, worship the great physician. Magnify his name. We bless you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We give you praise and glory. We magnify your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you because you are the one that heals. You are the one that delivers. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your presence. Thank you for your healing touch. Thank you. And thank you. And thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshiped. There are no close keys with God. There are no close keys with God. Martha said to Jesus in John 11:39, he said, Master, if you have been here, my brother wouldn't have gone. But now he stinketh. He stinketh. That means it's over. And Jesus said to Martha in verse 40, have I not said to you that if thou can believe, you will see the glory of God? Because With man it may be impossible, but not with God. For with God all things, I don't know what is that thing in your life, but all things are possible. All things are possible. All things are possible. In Mark chapter 9 and verse 23, the anchor scripture for the month, Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. All things are possible, including your own thing. Somebody say, including my own thing. All things are possible to him that believes. I want you to lift up your voice and express your faith this morning. Lord, I believe you. Nothing is too much for you to do. My eyes look up unto you. Put your faith in the line right now. Jesus, my eyes is on you. Let me see your glory. 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 Let me see your power. Jesus, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you could do it in the life of dead Lazarus, I am not dead. I am still alive. You will do it in my life. You will turn things around for me. You will come through for me. Somebody make that declaration right now. Lord, visit me by your word. Visit me by your word. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Psalm 107 and verse 20, he sent his word, the word healed them, and the word delivered them. Somebody say, he sent his word. Louder, you can say, he sent his word. So God's healing virtue is in his word. God's healing virtue is in his word. He sent his word. In Luke 5:17, he was teaching and he was preaching, and the power of God was present as he was preaching and teaching. As he was preaching, most of the time people wait for a touch, but the real touch is the word. The real touch. Luke 6:17. Please put that on the screen. They came to hear and to be healed. They came from Tyre, from Sidon, which came to hear and also to be what? There is power in hearing. There is power in hearing. The word of the Lord is quick and what? Powerful. As you are hearing the word, the power of the word is being transmitted. Is somebody catching what we are saying now? And as you are receiving the word, something is being injected into your spirit. Something is entering your body. Something is entering your mind. Something is entering your situation. I want you to lift up your voice and say, Father, I'm open for your word this morning. Send me your word of healing. Send me your word of deliverance. Send me your word. Send me your word. Make that declaration. Lord, as your word is going, I am open. I am open. I am open. I am open. I am open for your word. I'm open for your word. I'm open for your word. Please express your expectation. You are not in an ordinary service. You are in the most unique service. God brought you here to give you a change of experience. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Father, we want to thank you. The Lord in the midst of this mighty. Thank you because your presence is already here. Where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst of them. And the Lord in the midst of the people is mighty. He will save. He will heal. He will deliver. Lord, do it again today. 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 Let everyone under any form of captivity be let loose. Let anyone under any form of infirmity be healed. Let anyone that is being tied down be delivered. Let the destiny of your people be open in the name of Jesus. Father, do what only you can do. We vow to return the glory to you. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A believer in the house, please give Jesus a big hand of praise. Welcome your neighbor to the left and right. Tell them you are welcome to your special service today. Please take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Praise God, 2026 is my year of open doors in the name of Jesus Christ. Congratulations. Engaging the turnaround power of faith. Engaging the turnaround power of faith. Part 2. Two major things are about to occur in the course of this service. The word is to be served, and the communion will be served. Those two daggers can destroy any devil. Are you catching what I'm saying? So you are welcome to the healing class of Jesus Christ. You are welcome to the deliverance class of Jesus Christ. You are not going home the same way you came. I say you are not going home the same way you came. Forever, O Lord, thy word is what? Set. Somebody say it is settled. Louder you can say it is settled. The loudest you can say it is settled. So your healing has been settled. Your deliverance has been settled. I thought someone would say a louder amen. Your breakthroughs has been settled. Everything about you has been settled. And the manifestation will show through this service. You will say the loudest amen and receive that. But faith, or what we call violent faith, is what we need to take what belongs to us. What faith do we need? Please, what faith do we need? We didn't say faith. What kind of faith do we need? Violent faith is what we need to take what belongs to us. Taking the shield of faith, Ephesians 6:16, and then you will quench every fiery dart of sickness, of disease, of captivity, of bondage that is upon your life. You will quench it. Take. Violent faith is what we need. Hallelujah. Matthew 11:12. From the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered what? And the violence does what? The violence does what? Somebody say, I'm taking my own by force. Please don't shut down your voice. Say, I am taking my own by force. Let your enemy know you are serious this morning. Say, I am taking my own by force. Luke 16:16. It says, speaking about the word of the Lord, the word of the Lord, said the law and the prophet until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God has been preached and every man has to press their way. So stop looking at the pastor. Press your way. Stop looking at the pool of Bethesda. Jump into it. Are you catching what I'm saying? Stop looking. Jump into it. Take responsibility and enter into what God has already settled for you. In the name of Jesus, I decree again that this service will answer to you in the name of Jesus. I know you came to church, but you came to be serviced. Your body will be serviced. Your mind will be serviced. I say your body will be serviced. Your mind will be serviced. Your spirit will be serviced. Your destiny will be serviced. And no car goes into service and come back the same. So you are not going home the same. Are you saying the loudest of amen? Please help me tell your neighbor, I'm not going home the same. Tell your neighbor, I don't know how you came, but I'm not going home the same way I came. Louder you can. Tell your neighbor, I'm not going home the same way I came. The following are examples of violent faith. How many of us remember King Hezekiah? Isaiah 38. Get ready. God is done with you. You are about to die. And as that verdict came, Isaiah 38 verse 1, the Bible says in verse 2, he turned to the Lord. Somebody say, turn to the Lord. I don't care whether he's a prophet, he's a doctor. What is the report? But he took the report and he turned to the Lord. He turned to the Lord. Lord, I cannot die. This is not your verdict. Somebody say violent faith. Listen to me. Your doctors do not have the final say. They are not the one that created you. They don't have the final say over your organ. I don't care the grade. I don't care the level. But they don't have the final say. Let God be true and all man be a what? In your life, God will prove that man is a lie. Please join me and say the loudest amen. Amen. Concerning your body, God will prove that man is a liar. Amen. For it is him that has made us. Psalm 100 and verse 3. And we are a sheep of his pasture. So you can't tell me you have the final say. You are only an agent. You are not the source. You are an agent. You are not the creator. Every blood-related issues, every organ-related issues, every tissue-related issues, every marrow-related issues, the God who created it will fix it this morning. Please join me and say the loudest amen. Amen. He turned to the Lord. He said, why should I be denied the residue of my days? Isaiah 38 and verse 10. Shall the dead praise thee? Verse 19. Even as I do this day, because the Lord will save me. Verse 19 and verse 20, please. The person in the media, please wake up and follow me. Wake up. Why should I be denied the rest of the day? I am praising you this day. Verse 20. Because the Lord will save me. The Lord will save me. The Lord will save me. I will sing my song. God is ready when you are ready. The Lord is ready to save me. Somebody say, will God do it? That's not the question you need to ask. The question you should ask is my faith ready? Are you catching what I'm saying? Yeah. Master, if you will. Matthew chapter 8, verse 1 and 2. Jesus said, what are you talking about? It's not about if I will. It's you. It's your faith I'm looking for. It's your faith I'm looking for. Matthew 9, 28. It's your faith I'm looking for. Check Matthew 9, 27, please. They shouted, Master, Master. Matthew 9, 28, 27. Crying, Master, have mercy. Verse 28. Do you will? Will you heal us? They said. Jesus said, what are you talking about? Don't ask me if I will. The question you should ask yourself, is it my will that you should be in depression? Is it my will? Is it my will that you should be tied down? The thief cometh to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come. I have come. To do what? To give you life. And to give you in abundance. Whatever is a threat to your life today, as we are hearing the word and as we partake of the communion, the God of all life will put an end to that threat. Amen. Please, somebody say, believe in amen. Your faith is what we need. Not that if God is ready, God is ever ready. God is ever willing. That faith took that man out of the dungeon of death. 15 more years was added to his life. Hallelujah. Many of us saw the violent faith of blind Bartimaeus.
Mark chapter 10, verse 46. He heard Jesus was going to pass by. Jesus, have mercy on me. He said, shut up, man. Jesus is having nice time with good people, not people like you. He said, not the fact that I know that he's passing by me. I am not that stupid. You can be quiet, but I'm not getting quiet. Do you know one thing about faith? Violent faith is not quiet. Go and check people who have exerted violent faith. They were not pious. They were not quiet. Stop being quiet. The enemy is taking charge in your quietness. Hallelujah. Somebody went to me, Bishop Oyedepo. Every time I sleep, I'm hearing voice. Bishop says, because you are very quiet. When you are hearing voice, you should shout over the voice. Let your voice be more louder than the voice. He said, okay now. And went back home and was hearing voice. And he started shouting more than the voice. And the voice, his own voice, became louder than the voice. So the voice got quiet. I said, I didn't know you know your right. I didn't know you know your right. Tell your neighbor, I didn't know you know your right. Stop being quiet. Stop being quiet. Satan is taking more place in your quietness. Somebody say, I refuse to be quiet. Louder, you can say, I refuse to be quiet. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, from this service today, every devil over your life shall be shut down. Yeah. Who is he that speaketh and it cometh to pass? When the Lord has not commanded, it was not God that gave the verdict, so I can't believe it. Therefore, in the name of Jesus the Christ, every negative verdict shall be averted today. Please join me and say a louder amen. Amen. We saw that violent faith. Mark 10, verse 52. Jesus said, now go thy way. Thy faith has made you. Why? I refuse to be quiet. Many of us are familiar with the woman with the issue of blood. She pressed on against all odds. Violent faith does not know gender. Whether it's a man or a woman, forget it. There are many men that are cheeky in their heart. Even men were shutting her down, but she could not. The Bible says she pressed. How can a woman with lighter bones, as we are told, she pressed between men, pressed them backward, pressed away forward to touch the master. Hallelujah. Somebody say violent faith. Somebody say violent faith. Your violent faith will answer in this service. Amen. Why is this pastor shouting? I'm shouting down the devil in your life. You have been quiet too much. You have been quiet too much. You are giving up too soon. Too soon. She spent all her money according to scriptures. You check that out. Luke 8 from verse 40 to 40. She spent all her money. All our money on physician, all our money. Nobody could help her. Nobody could sustain her. She pressed. She summoned the courage. Man may fail me, but Jesus cannot fail me. Pushed in. Pushed in. Pushed in. Got down there. Touch the hem of Jesus. The Bible says a stench of blood ceased from that moment. Jesus said, somebody touch me. Peter will say, all of us are trunky. He said, No. All of you, your faith is just fair weather faith. One woman touched me with a different kind of faith here, man. I just hope there is somebody like that woman in this service who will not be looking at faces this morning and say, you know what? This service has been meant for me. I'm not going home. The same way I came. I watch a documentary. It's all out there in the book also, in Oral Robert. Oral Robert will always have massive healing program. Many of us know him, televangelist, all out there. One of the greatest healing evangelists. And one of those days he's finished. All night, closed, getting ready to go. And as he picked up, walking at the back, not knowing that the little boy was sitting in one of the back end. And when Ora Robert was passing and the protocol was going, the guy rushed to him and said, Ora, I am supposed to be healed today.
All right, look at the little boy. What do you mean? Am I the healer? And took the boy to one side. He said, what did you say, little boy, again? The boy said, Oral, I am supposed to be healed today. Ah. Oral said, you know what? I have been on the healing line, touching people for many hours. He said, to be honest, he called the guy's name. He said, to be honest, well, it's not about me, it's about God. Is your faith alive? The boy said, my faith is alive. He said, let me be truthful to you. I've used all my faith in the auditorium. Yeah, he told the boy, he said, I've used all my faith in the auditorium. Now that you say your faith is alive, Lord, the boy says he's supposed to be healed today. Prove yourself in his life. And for the very first time, the leg began to straighten. Little boy knew he was about to be healed and knows that his healing was today. How can a full-fledged man not be looking? Be dying with hypertension, with blood trouble, and be saying, well, let me be managing it. Tell your neighbor, you are not meant to manage life. You are meant to live life in the abundance. Would you receive that with a big amen right now? What is faith, quickly? What is faith? What is violent faith? Faith is a living force drawn from the living word that produces living proof, as we saw in the life of the woman with the issue of blood. Living force. Faith is not a dead force. Faith is not weak. Faith does not say, if it will happen, let it happen. There is no if in faith. In faith, there is a knowing. A knowing. A knowing is the assurance that you have, drawn from the living word that produces living proof. What is faith? Faith in our context means putting God's word to work. Believing. Somebody say, putting God's word to work. Believing. James 2 and verse 18. Show me your faith without your works. I will show you my faith by my works. So faith is not theoretical. Faith is practical. Faith does not only confess. Faith takes action towards what it believes. What is faith? Faith is taking responsibility. Somebody say, take responsibility. Now, what? If that guy, that little guy, just told, mommy, let's go home. Will he be healed?
No.
No. I am supposed to be healed today. Like somebody is saying in their heart, I came to collect communion. I need communion. I am supposed to be delivered today. This thing moving in my body must stop. And today must be the expiry date. Somebody say, believe in amen. I said, somebody say, believe in amen. Jesus spoke to that blind man, John 9 verse 7. Get down to the Sea of Siloam and wash. And as he went, the Bible says, he came back seeing. Not minding that he was blind. I guess he looked for somebody. Said, Jesus said, I should go. Carry me there. He took. Listen to me, people. Please, can I plead with you? Your situation is not enough excuse. It's not. Jesus would have said, you are blind. Let me do it here. Jesus said, get down to the Sea of Siloam and wash your face. His situation, notwithstanding, only those who are ready to do what they have not done will be ready to receive what they have never received. Until you are ready to take responsibility for your miracle, you will die a liability. Miracles don't fall on people's lap. Miracles are worked by men. It is called the gift of working of miracles. So those who do not know how to walk does not see miracles in their life. May miracle continue to be in your life. Amen. How powerful is faith? One, faith has the capacity to quench all fiery darts of the devil. Somebody say, I hear. Amen. So no matter the darts, Ephesians 6:16, no matter the challenges, no matter the trouble, no matter, the Bible says, take the shield of faith and you will quench all. It didn't say some. So don't specialize your challenge.
Don't say this pastor don't know. My own is cancer. What is it? We will cancel it today. Yes, HIV or whatever you call it. We cancel it today. Yes, sickle cell anemia, we cancel it today. Yes, hypertension, we cancel it today. Yes, depression, we cancel it today. Yes, do you know why? Because with God, all things possible. What is faith? Or how powerful is faith? Number two, faith will secure the fulfillment of prophecy. No matter what God has said, if you don't believe it, you can't receive it. Don't blame God. Luke 1:45. If you don't believe it, you are not a candidate to receive it. God cannot lie, yes. But why is it not happening in the lives of many? Blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be what? A performance. The things that we are told her. Prophecy will not fail in your life in 2026. Amen. I didn't hear your amen. Amen. Prophecy will not fail in your life in 2026. Amen. I said prophecy will not fail in your life in 2026. Amen. The open door prophecy will not fail in your life in 2026. Amen. How do I keep my faith alive? Because it takes a living faith to get a living miracle. Please let's understand that faith grows through prayer and fasting. Because prayer and fasting provokes outbreak of light, which will always tear our faith. The food of faith is light. Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. Light, revelation, spiritual understanding. And the God of this world blinds our eyes so that we do not see the light of the gospel. 2 Corinthians 4:4. So when we embark in prayer and fasting, Isaiah 58:6, God breaks every bounds of wickedness and break everything that want to limit us from accessing the light. In verse 8, he said, when you go into that prayer and fasting, your light will break forth. Are you catching that now? Because the more the light, the more stronger the faith. Faith is not a mental accession. Faith is not a mind thing. Faith is a spiritual thing. Light is the food of faith. So in prayer and fasting, we encounter light. Somebody say, I encounter light. So prayer and fasting is not just for 21 days. It's not just for what week of emphasis. Prayer and fasting is for life. Jesus said, when you fast, Matthew 6:17-18, when you. So what do you notice? Anytime you notice that there is darkness anywhere, what do? You embark in a prayer and fasting so that you can do what? Access more light. You don't need church to call for that. Is it until the darkness overshadow you and kill you? That's when you will now understand what to do? No, don't wait for anybody. Take your destiny by your hand. Somebody say, I'm taking my destiny by my hand. I see grace being released. Amen. I say, I see grace being released. Amen. You want to see your faith grow? Keep your hope alive. Keep your hope alive. Keep your hope alive. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence. Hope is needed. The substance of things hoped for. It's like a man and a woman. Somebody give the seed and another receive the seed. What is the seed without no receiving of the seed? The seed is the word. Faith means hope. Hope maketh not ashamed. Romans 5:5. Hope maketh not ashamed. What does hope say? Hope says, I'm not giving up. Hope says, no matter the situation, there is no close case with God. Ecclesiastes 9:4. Hope says, I am still alive. There is still hope for me. For a living dog is better than a dead lion. That's what hope says. And when your hope says,
I am alive.
Faith says, I am here to cause it to bring results. Somebody say, I hear. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, anyone here who may have lost hope, I decree your hope coming alive.
Amen.
I say, I decree your hope coming alive.
Amen.
Say with me that all the price for my health has already been paid. Say the loudest, please. First Peter 2 and verse 24. The Bible says there, by his stripe, 24 please, you were healed. Were healed. Were healed. Past tense. Matthew 8, 16 and 17. They came to him in the evening. The Bible says he was healing all that were sick. And it was said to be fulfilled of the scripture, verse 17. Himself took past tense. So everything concerning me has already been done. All I need to do is walk into it. Somebody say, I hear. One of the greatest prescriptions of Jesus is the communion table. And we are going to serve it in this service. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 30, the communion table is ordained to secure our healing, our health, and our wholeness. Few things to note here. Our healing, our health, and our wholeness. For this cause, many are sick. That's why they need to be healed. For this cause, many die. That's why they need to be whole. And from Matthew chapter 26, please follow me quickly as I run this thing through, verse 26 and 28. The Holy Communion is made of two elements. One, the bread, and two, the blood. And as they were eating, verse 26, Matthew 26, 26, he took the bread, he blessed it, he broke it, he gave it to the disciples and said, take this, eat. This is what? My body. Did he say this is bread? He said this is my body. Why would he say they should eat body? And he took the cup and gave them, he gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood. Somebody say blood.
Blood.
He didn't say this is wine. So according to John chapter 6, John 6, verse 53 and 54. Then Jesus said to them, very, very, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh. Somebody say eat the flesh. He's telling us to eat his flesh. Are you sure this man is not a, what do they call him? Is he cannibalist or whatever? How can he be telling us to eat his flesh? And drink his blood, you have no life in you. So please listen, it's not the pastor that prescribed the communion, it was Jesus that prescribed it. Verse 54. Everybody read together. One, two, go. Whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood, have what? And I will what? Whatever is dying inside you, God will raise it today.
Amen.
You didn't say louder, amen?
Amen.
You didn't say the loudest, amen?
Amen.
You didn't say the louder, amen?
Amen.
You didn't say the loudest, amen?
Amen.
You did not say the louder, amen?
Amen.
There are two things that make of it the flesh. Please see the flesh or the bread as the rod of God. Somebody say the rod. Yeah. The rod. Isaiah 11 and verse 1. A stem shall come out of the branch of Jesse.
the rod of God, the rod. Jesus is the rod in picture. Exodus 7 and verse 11. Moses put his rod down, and the magicians put their rod down, but the rod of Moses swallowed up the magician rod. Every rod of the wicked that is buying and selling in your body, as we put this rod of God in the communion, through the communion today, they shall be swallowed up in victory today. Somebody please say a louder amen.
Amen.
Number two, see the flesh as the miracle meal that neutralizes all forms of poisons in our body. The miracle meal. What did I call it? What did I call it? What did I call it? 2 Kings 4, 39 to 41. The miracle meal. Master, there is death in the pot. Elijah said, bring me a meal. Put it inside the pot. And the servant exclaimed, there is no more death inside it. Everything that is buying and selling in your system, that medication has not been able to profess solution, I decree that as we take this miracle meal, they shall be neutralized in the name of Jesus. Now, please, you will again agree with me that there are certain things that medicine may not be able to diagnose. True of us? But in the name of Jesus the Christ, there is the light that shines in darkness, and darkness could not comprehend it. Whatever is the form of darkness inside you, as the meal is served this morning, that darkness shall be swallowed up in victory. Somebody believe God, say a louder amen.
Amen.
Number two, the blood. See the blood as the life of Christ that is being injected in your body. Leviticus 17 and 11. The life of the flesh is in the blood. Period. The life of the flesh is in the blood. The life of the flesh is in the blood. Jesus said in John 6, 56, he that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me and I in him. Can Jesus be sick?
No.
Can Jesus be oppressed?
No.
So when I take his blood, what am I taking? I'm taking him, his life. Whatever cannot be in his life cannot be in my life. Karoka. Did you hear that testimony? She said she kept on taking communion. They diagnosed her of limited blood. She would just faint at work. She said, I fainted uncountable times. But when I caught the mystery of the communion, I started injecting myself with communion. And suddenly, I went to the doctors and they said, I no longer have low blood count. To my surprise, something just jacked up. Why? Because the blood of Jesus cannot be limited. Listen to me. As far as your eyes can see, that's what I will give. How many of you can see the life of Jesus in the blood? Can you see it right now? Can you see it right now? Can you see it right now? Are you sure you can see it? Help me ask your neighbor, can you see the life of Jesus in the blood? Please ask another neighbor, can you see the life of Jesus in the blood? Therefore, I decree in the name of Jesus, whatever answer to Jesus will answer as you take the communion today. As we round up 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8. 1 John 3 and verse 8. 1 John 3 and verse 8. He that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. Are you there with me now? Now join me and let's read. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested,
that he might destroy the works of the devil. Give Jesus a big hand. Point to yourself. Every work of the devil in my body today, they shall be destroyed. You can say louder, today they shall be destroyed. The loudest you can, today they shall be destroyed. Rise up on your feet. Lift up your hands and give God thanks. Give him thanks. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him honor. Is that the best you can do for the God? The God that you and me serve. The God that can do all things. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You can begin to explain and exclaim. Shagabaron de Ketoria Gahasa Balabaya. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. All he needs from you is belief. Somebody say, only belief. Louder you can, only belief. Now say, I believe. Loudest you can say, I believe.
I believe.
The loudest you can say, I believe.
I believe.
That's all Jesus needs from you. Your faith is more than enough. Hallelujah. Amen. As we take the communion today, his instant touch goes into your body. Amen. Now I want you to also know, in case you are not aware, the communion takes care of every part. Body, spirit, and soul. That's one thing that takes care of every part. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. It takes care of every part. It takes care of your spirit. It says everything is purged by the blood. So it can purge you. It can purge your sin. It can purge you. Please, all I need, and only what he needs, is what? Your faith. Your faith. Jesus only served the communion to the disciples. He didn't give everybody. So I don't want to assume that everybody here is a disciple. Some are, some may not. Who is a disciple? A disciple is one that have accepted Jesus as his Lord and his Savior, and one that have sold out to Jesus so that Jesus can become the Savior of his soul. A disciple is one who does no longer rule his life. Jesus now becomes the Lord of his life. A disciple is one that have totally surrendered to the Lordship of Christ. Please, I want to pray for anyone who has not done so. Because everything I've said will not happen until you become his disciples. As a matter of fact, when Jesus takes care of your sin, he can take care of your sickness. So why not? I want you to search your heart. You want to say, Pastor, pray with me. I want to totally surrender my life to Christ. I want to give my life to Jesus. Please, wherever you are, give me the privilege to pray for you. And God will bless you. Wherever you are, wherever you are. I'm going to pray for you from the altar. You take a bold step. Come forward. Let's pray for you. And the Lord will bless you. Now listen. Don't let the devil keep you in hypocrisy. Don't let him. Don't let the devil keep you in sin. Don't let him. When you are still in sin, you are a bound of the devil. But when you open up, Jesus said, whosoever cometh to me, I will nowise cast out. Please, I want you to search your heart and take a bold step. Come forward, let's pray with you. Church, let's clap hands for Jesus. If anybody needs to come, you come. Please, you come. Anyone that needs to come, we are waiting for you. 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 Please come. Please come. We are waiting for you. Please come. We are waiting for you. That young man, that young woman, we are waiting.
Something is telling you, you are the one that pastor is talking about. We are not putting any shame. You are being genuine. Wherever you are, please come. Let's pray for you. God bless you. Please come. Please come. Please come. Church, clap your hands. Let's encourage them. Let's encourage them. Let's encourage them. We are waiting for you. Nowhere is too far. You want to come? Please come. Please come. Please come. Few more moments. It's drawing you close. Please come. Please come. If you want to come. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. How many of you believe in the power of the communion? I want you to express your faith. Lord, as I take this communion, I ask for my total healing, spirit, soul, and body, and let it manifest now. Whatever is buying and selling in my body, I come against it in the name of Jesus. Every blood-related issue, organs, tissues, bone, mind, I come against it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, this is your body broken for us. We are putting our faith in the line. Let every form of sickness in anybody's body be instantly healed. Amen. As this communion is taking right now. Lord, do what only you can do. We curse the root of all forms of sickness and disease. Amen. And we decree total liberty. Amen. For everyone under the sound of my voice. Amen. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Please say the loudest amen. Amen. Church, please take your seat. Everyone take your seat. The ushers will lead you to the points where you will go. And once they lead you there, please just get down, take your communion, and get back. You get back and sit down so that we know you have taken. Only those who are not taking are walking towards where they will go and take the communion. In Jesus' name. Choir, sing us a praise song. Sing us a praise song. Sing us a victory song. Something is already happening. Do you have a song you wanted to sing? All right, sing the song you wanted to sing. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Creator of the universe.
Thank you, Jesus.
What can't you do? What can't you do, Jesus?
As they lead you,
the
just go.
Name
as
above,
you,
the name above every other name.
What can't you change?
What can't you change?
Hey, what can't you change? Jesus.
Creator, creator, creator.
Creator of the universe.
What can't you do?
What can't you do?
What can't you do?
What can't you do?
Jesus.
Taking your communion, get back
Jesus,
to your seat. Just tell your seat.
You are able.
Stand on your seat. You stand on your
Wait
seat, please. Only those who have not taken a seat, so we know. And begin to declare your freedom. Declare your deliverance. Declare your healing. Declare your healing. Declare your healing. Celebrate God for your victory.
There is something that makes me come
Once you have taken your communion, begin to rejoice in the Lord.
Rejoice in your victory. Rejoice in your victory.
It's your goodness that makes me come into
rejoice
your
in your victory. Rejoice in the Lord. Those of us who have taken our communion, rejoice, rejoice. Thank God for your victory. Thank God for his touch. Thank God. You have taken the prescription of the great physician. Give God thanks. Give God praise.
Hey, his name is Jehovah, my great healer, my great healer. He's the great healer. He's the great healer. As he healed your body, as he healed your mind.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's the great healer.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's the great healer.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's the great healer. He's the great healer.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's the great healer.
Is somebody giving God thanks?
He's the great healer.
Please, ushers, let's go and get the empties as much as we can. Now, just hold on. We are going to continue with our song. Everyone who is here for the very first time with your Bibles and anything you came to church with, we are about to get ready to show down the service. You come forward so we can pray with you. This is where we'll be praying with you and we'll be releasing you. Now, please, while we are doing that, God will never leave us without a weakness. Somebody came here with headache. The headache has disappeared. Somebody came with the pain in your hand. That pain has disappeared. Something you came with and you can see a physical difference. Please, our pastors are in this house. We want you to come and meet them so that they can jot down your testimony at least. Even if we don't have the whole time to share them, they jot it down. Why? Jesus always tells people when he healed them, go and show yourself with the priest. Do you know why? Once the priest can register it, that's it. No devil can take that sickness and bring it back into your body. Is somebody hear what I'm saying? So we are doing that. And you know what? You are also rejoicing in the Lord where you are. Because somebody say, well, my own is not, I'm not sick in my body. Yes. But what has God done? God has healed your destiny. God has healed your career. Something has broken loose in your destiny. And that's the reason you are joining and we are praising the Lord. 1-2 minutes, let's sing his praise. Hallelujah.
He has broken the gates of wrath and cut the bars of iron asunder.
Please keep coming. Keep coming.
The gates of wrath and cut the bars of iron. His name is Jehovah, the great healer.
You want to jot down your testimony towards my left? The pastors are there. Something is already happening. Rejoice in the Lord. You are entering a bumper harvest week. Glorious week. All our first timers, God bless you. You come towards the middle, God bless you. Thank you, Jesus.
Dry bones shall
Hallelujah.
I say, dry bones shall rise again.
Church, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Something has happened in your life. Give the Lord a big clap offering.
We believe you are blessed by this sermon. For more messages like this, you can join us at Winners Chapel International, Birmingham. Call us on 0121-622-1662 or email us at info.birmingham@winners-chapel.org. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us again next time. Jesus is Lord.